Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
To everybody. Hey, let me try this. Hello, Delmarva.
Hey.
Wow, Steve's really cracking up on that one.
Oh, yeah, Delmarva. Yeah, it's like a nice 75 degrees there today.
Not yet, Steve. Too soon.
Stormwatch.
Again.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. We got a cool show for you guys today. Steve Silva's in the room. Producer Zach is in the room.
Hey-o.
We have a special guest in the room. And also with us today is, you'll find out. We'll tell you a little later on. But I am your host, Sean Robertson. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. Of course, we're all, as always, we're coming to you live from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning. And hello, East Coast and Delmarva Radio.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's going to be up around 80 degrees today. We're going to have a little bit of rain, thunderstorms. So it should be an exciting day out there on the East Coast. Humidity is about 75%, so it's not as bad as it could be. Anyway, good morning and thank you for joining us today as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right podcast because we are the only ones who continue their radio traditions.
That's right. And for those of you guys who have recently followed us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, thank you so much. Don't forget we are still continuing our contest for winning $100 for an Amazon card, so that's still going on. And today we got a little special guest coming in. We've got a special call from Tina Anderson coming on. We've got a Mark and Brian past moment because next week they are being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. And then we got a little special announcement from Brian as well. And then we got a little special thing planned later on today too. So want to hang out for that. And so don't forget, you can interact with the show by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram, Your Weekly Dose 1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. Not only can you download the show for free from our website, we can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show. And of course, today's theme song is Forever Young by Rod Stewart. I'm dedicating the song to my son, Roman, who just turned 16 years old.
Woohoo!
Absolutely. And as always, you can buy any of the music that we play on the show at Amazon. All you got to do is go to our website, click on the Amazon banner, and click it just like that. And bookmark it, of course. That's the most important thing, too. And then do your shopping to your heart's content. Get any song, any music you want. Also, just get anything, you know. Get birthday presents, whatever you want for anybody, something for yourself. You know, your new Halloween costume for next week that you haven't thought about yet because you don't know if you're going to go out or not. So, you know, whatever it may be. So just make sure that you use the Amazon banner on our website. Simple as that.
Shut up and take my money.
Yes, exactly. So let's go ahead and jump right into this here. You know, we just finished the presidential debates, of course, with the candidates. Of course, Donald Trump is the incumbent president.
Huge.
And, and of course, former Vice President Joe Biden.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there you go. You clown. we thought in honor of that, too, that we play you one of my favorite bits from Mark and Brian. Of course, they will be inducted this coming Thursday, October 29th, into the Radio Hall of Fame. We will be broadcasting the induction here on our podcast. Mm-hmm. But also, most importantly, if you, what you really want to do is go over to Mark's podcast, Mark and Linda, because Brian and Mark will be on together.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so it'll be cool to hear them again. And then, of course, they'll be doing the introductions together and everything. So it'll be really, really nice to hear the guys talk about that. We'll be listening in, too, a little bit. We might be going back and forth between that show and the introduction. So we'll find out and see. But so here is one of my favorites that I just love. This is from their first charity CD called All of Me. And this has to do with the presidential debates. And this is called the Dan Quayle Rehearsal.
All right, Dan, what we're going to do is we're going to, for the debate, we're going to give you this little bitty minute receiver. It's an earplug.
An earplug.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you will hear
everything
that I am saying.
You're going to talk through it.
Correct.
I didn't know this was legal. This is great. I didn't know you could even.
No, Dan.
No.
Very illegal.
Oh, it's illegal.
Really illegal.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Dan?
Uh-huh.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Okay?
I won't tell
anybody. Between you and me.
You and me.
Okay?
Okay.
Just us.
All right.
So you put this in your ear.
Okay.
And you listen to what I say.
All right.
And you repeat what I say.
Okay.
Whatever I say, you say.
Can we rehearse this?
Yes, that's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay, good.
So we're going to kind of give it a run through.
And Barbara over there is going to ask the mock questions?
Correct.
Okay.
So you just respond as you would tonight when we're doing the debate.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be way back in the back.
Okay.
With a microphone.
Okay.
And I'll be speaking into the mic and you will say what I say.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Here you go.
All right.
Now stick that in your ear.
Okay.
Yeah. The floppy things on the side of your head.
Okay. Just
stick that right in there.
All right.
Right deep in there, Dan.
Got that. It's in there now.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now, Dan, I'm going to go back in the back now where the special mic is.
Okay.
And you just say what I say when I speak through that little receiver.
When Barbara asks the question.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. I'm going back now.
All right.
Get up to the podium.
Okay.
All right. Be sure and stand up straight.
Be sure and stand up straight.
No.
Don't.
There's no need.
There's
to say
no
this.
Need to say this.
Dan.
Dan.
Don't say.
Don't
this.
Say this.
This is not for you.
This is not for you.
This is only.
This is only.
My God.
My God.
Okay.
Okay.
You can hear me okay, obviously.
You can hear me okay, obviously.
All right.
All right.
Dan?
Dan?
All right.
All right.
Ask.
Greg?
Yes.
Greg, can we stop for a second here?
Yes. Yes, what is it?
I just want to say, I don't think, is Dan, a guy named Dan, actually going to be giving I thought it was Hal.
It is.
Dan. I thought it was Hal Bruno from the ABC Network.
Listen, the problem of it is you're saying things that I'm only giving you instruction.
Well, let's try again then. All right.
So why don't you.
So, I thought they maybe changed the moderator.
No, here we go.
Okay.
We'll just go again.
All right.
Why don't you begin by asking for your questions?
All right. May I please have a question?
Yes, Mr. Quayle, a lot of publicity came out this summer regarding your comments.
Look her in the eye.
Excuse me. Regarding your comments about Murphy Brown. So we'd like you to state for the record one final time your feelings on single-parent households.
Stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
Don't fidget.
And don't fidget.
Don't say these things.
Don't say these things.
Put your hands down.
Put your hands down.
Stand up straight.
Stand
Don't say these.
Up straight.
These are not things
Don't
say
these. These are not things. things for you to say.
Shut up.
Shut up.
All right.
All right. Stop talking.
Stop talking. All right.
Let's just answer the question. Let's just answer the question.
Shut up.
Don't.
Stop.
Stop.
Dan.
Dan.
May I have the
question again, please?
Yes, Mr. Quill. Please, your views on the single parent household.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Question again, ma'am.
Question again, ma'am.
Family values, Mr. Quayle. How do you feel about family values?
My position.
My position on family values
are as they've always been.
They are
the number one
concern.
Don't fidget.
Don't fidget.
Look her in the eye.
Look her in the eye.
Don't say these.
Don't say these.
My position. This guy is such an ass.
My position. This guy is such an ass.
My position
on the family values are as they always have been.
I want
America
to become as great as they once were. Stand up.
Stand up.
Pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up.
Don't slouch.
And don't slouch.
Don't say what I'm saying.
I want you to hear as I say.
As a Republican
to an American.
We will always be as great as we stand before you today.
Today.
You're such an idiot.
You're such an idiot.
All right, we losing it?
All right, we losing it?
No, we're losing the connection. That we had with it.
Oh, God, that is just so good.
So oh good. My. Oh, my.
Don't say this.
Don't say this.
This isn't meant for the audience.
This is for you.
You.
Come on. No. Stop.
Stop.
Dan. Oh, so good. And that's one of the reasons why Mark and Brian truly, truly deserve to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. And thank God they're finally being inducted next Thursday, October 29th. You know, just so happy that they're doing it and so happy that they're going to be kind of doing it together on Mark's podcast. So we're excited and everything, and can't wait to listen to it. Can't wait. So, alrighty. Well, let's catch up with each other real quick. You know, I kind of miss when Amber does sing along with this song.
Better?
No, not really, but close. And unfortunately, we should say that Amber's out right now because Miles, one of our kids, is very, very sick right now. Got a fever and visiting the porcelain ultra there, basically. So she's kind of being mom. So we told her, stay home. Yeah, take care of the kids. It's more important. So we know how her week is ending, so to speak. But how was your week, Steve?
Well, it started out great.
Usually
on
do.
Sunday night, when I went with you to over at Anaheim Hills to do an open mic.
Brea.
Well, you can see Anaheim Hills from the. Anyway.
If you squint.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Got some video of you singing.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. So that was fun.
Yeah. Enjoyed that.
A lot of people ducking in those videos that you took.
I know. I just stood there. I'm like, people are going to walk in front. But it's just funny. Instead of just going, they would like, oh, sorry. No, don't talk. Don't, you know, just go.
Go by.
If you need to go, go.
It's a less of a distraction than you go, oh, sorry. And then you
people
try and
don't
duck.
Notice it if you just walk by, really.
Or they just like stop and go, oh, if hey.
They stop or bow. Yeah. Duck down. As soon as they duck down, everybody looks at
and
the person.
And you never get below the camera lens anyway.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. So. It's always funny.
Mm-hmm. But see, half a face.
Had a good
time.
Had a good time. That was a fun night. And I actually drank a soda.
Had a Dr. Pepper.
Whoa, I did. I had a Dr. Pepper. It tasted so good. You know, when you don't ever drink soda and then you have one, oh, my God, it tastes good.
Especially ones that have a really good flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's like Dr. Pepper is one of those I can have. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if I drink Pepsi, if I drink Coke, like, out of the can, I can taste the sweetener substitute that they have.
I know. That's why I don't whatever. Drink any diet stuff.
The aspartame stuff or whatever. No, I'm talking about the regular stuff. I can taste it in there. And I'm in my mind, I'm thinking it's bad or it went bad kind of a thing. And really, it's not. It's
maybe your mouth went bad.
I don't know. But when you do get like a good root beer or a good cream
yeah, I like
soda,
root beer and cream soda,
or you know like a Dr. Pepper that's got 23 different flavors, a blend of 23 different flavors.
Now they have Dr. Pepper with vanilla,
mm-hmm. and a cream soda version too.
Cream soda, vanilla.
It's really good.
When do we call it? When do we say it's enough already? With all the flavors.
Well, I mean, you've had Cherry Coke out since the 50s.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, we got to get to a certain point. We go, I think we have enough flavors in soda.
I don't think we have enough flavors in soda. I think we've got enough flavors in potato chips, though.
That is very, 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 very true. Like, yeah. I think I saw one the other day. It's like pickle-flavored chips now, or what was it? Cream cheese and potato, or I don't know, baked potato-flavored. Going...
Yeah, if I'm going to have a potato chip that's going to taste
with
like
a cream
baked
soda,
potato, I'd rather have the real baked potato itself.
There's a meal. You have
Dr.
Pepper cream soda or cream soda Dr. Pepper and a bag of baked potato chips.
Yeah.
That's American.
There you go. How was your week, though, Zach?
Hold on, what was that?
I don't know. I think that was a stomach growling, actually.
Did the moon come up? He's turning into a werewolf?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'm moving on from that joke. Yeah.
How was your week, though, Zach?
Good. Sunday, I went and got a tattoo on my leg.
I saw.
And that was a grueling 9 hours.
Oh, my. Okay, why do you put yourself through that, then?
Well, I like to look cool. No, just kidding. I love tattoos. I love body art. It's the same thing when people put a bunch of piercings in their face. They just like it. It's just something they're into. And I've always been fascinated by tattoo culture and where it originated since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So I just, my plan is to completely blanket myself, I guess.
Apparently.
Apparently. But, you know, I could still wear anything like long sleeve and you wouldn't really know I had anything.
Right.
So I plan to keep it that way because I don't want to be permanently jobless. But anyway, what I got is a character from my favorite video game franchise, which I was showing you downstairs, which is also what our friend Quentin Flynn is in. And as a representation to it, I won't get too much into that. But the thing I did yesterday was I finally trained for this job, like actually hands-on got to do stuff.
Cool.
And I can now explain it. I don't know if I did last time. But I'm basically producing traffic for certain areas of Southern California. So I guess with the traffic, total traffic network, you are assigned certain areas once you're like me and you get things going, and you look on the CHP CAD website for different accidents, incidences, and then you just pretty much type them in through a system and put it and publish it, and it also runs through GPS. So like Sigler.com and all that stuff, they're affiliated with it.
Oh, okay.
So I was doing Bakersfield. The reason I was doing Bakersfield is because nothing happens in Bakersfield. Except for like side street accidents.
Does anything really happen in Bakersfield?
Does anything really happen anywhere?
Absolutely,
I don't know.
It does.
Anyway, so glad we're all on the same page there. Mm-hmm. So I did that for like 4 hours. So the guy that's been training me, he was doing like LA and the bigger one. So we're on a Teams meeting. So he's basically relaying back and forth to me. How you doing? Any help? If I have a question, I just hit him up. It's crazy how we can communicate through these computers now and do jobs like this. That's why the picture I put on Instagram, I had headphones on. I'm going, theoretically, I'm working.
Wow.
I'm sitting there going, there's MacGyver playing on in the living room, and I'm doing this. I'm like, yep, it looks like it's about 2020. So why did I sound like an old man in the end?
I don't know. But hey.
Running out of steam, maybe.
That's cool.
But,
well, good. Well, yeah. I'm glad that everything's working out for you, though.
So that's basically what I'm going to be doing in a nutshell. Then I got something really weird I'm doing. I found out it was going to be at 6 a.m. and not 8 a.m. recording logs for Bloomberg Television.
Interesting.
So I guess I'll find out what that is tomorrow. So it's an interesting gig.
Nice.
Needless to say.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, like Steve was saying, for me, my week, Sunday, I did this open mic thing and went down to kind of check it out and kind of network a little bit with some other musicians there and decided to perform a couple of songs. I did three songs. I opened up with Rick Nelson's garden party, which has been stuck in Steve's head all week long.
Yeah.
And then I did two from one of my albums and everything. So the crowd liked it. I got a lot of compliments afterwards. So they really enjoyed it. About 5-6 people came up at different times. So
it was a good night.
Which was really nice. Yeah, it was really interesting, though, because the drummer wasn't there. And every time I've gone before, they've always had a drummer, but no bass player. But then when we went, there was a bass player, but no drummer. So I told Ray, I said, well, next time that happens, I'm like, dude, just give me a call. I said, I can sit back and just keep the beat. So not a problem at all with it. So then, of course, I got to watch the World Series so far. And did the Dodgers win last night? I didn't get a chance.
Yes.
They did win. Okay, yeah. So they're 2-1 right now. They're up, so that's good.
They played 3 games?
Yeah, because game one, the Dodgers won. Game two, the Rays won. Mm-hmm. So we're in game 3 right now. So Dodgers won. So they're up by 2-1 then right now, so which is good. I missed it last night. So, but now I think the Dodgers are going to take it in 5. I really do. So we'll see what happens. Mm. But I'm excited, though. I really am.
So excited.
You guys sound it's super excited.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, we've got the Dodgers. This is the 3rd time in 4 years that they've gone to the World Series. As far as I'm concerned, the first time that they went, when the Astros cheated, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they should have been stripped of the title and it should have been given to the Dodgers. But instead, they just got fined, which I thought was a bunch of bullshit. You know, but I mean, hey, I mean, to me, it just tells me that Dave Roberts is doing something right. You know, three times in the last 4 years. I mean, that's pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
When was that?
Very often.
When was that Astros thing? Was that a couple years ago or last? I don't remember.
I think it was 2017, I think, or 16.
Okay,
so when it was.
Oh, wow. Was that long ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, the thing is like we've been talking about it, I think, a little bit this year because it started off this year discussing, you know, what they're going to do and how they, you know, how they were fined and stuff or whatever. But like I said, as far as I'm concerned, they should have been completely stripped of it because they were caught cheating. Yep. Bottom line.
Yep.
And yet they still gave them the title. It's like, no, you should have given it to the other opposing team.
How great would that be, though? Lakers and Dodgers.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
I'd have to start rethinking everything, going like, maybe this COVID thing was an advantage to them somehow. Maybe no audiences made it work for them somehow.
Yeah.
The planets aligned. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. But, I mean, either way, I mean, you know, the Dodgers came back. Like I said, Dave Roberts is doing an excellent job of managing that team, and I hope they win it, especially, you know, because I want to see them at least win it for Lasorda, you know, for Lasorda to see it one more time. You know, because, I mean, the last time they won the World Series, you know, I graduated from high school.
Wow.
So, but
They're playing them quick because, like,
they played
yesterday, they're playing today, and they're playing tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
How about that?
But the thing is, they have no travel days, though. Because they're all playing in Arlington, Texas, so it's the same field. So they just have a day off, and that's it. So, but you know, we got a special guest right now that we want to bring in. So let's go ahead and do that real quick. Yeah, let's go ahead and hit the theme.
Hey, I know that guy.
I might have to distract him. He's on his phone.
Well, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, my son Roman had just turned 16 on the 22nd, and very proud of that. And as a little bit of a gift for him, we got him in the room. But I also wanted to have our friend Tina Anderson call in and kind of give him a little play-by-play about his astrological signs and everything, because now he's becoming a young man. And help guide him here a little bit of certain things to do. So, good morning, Tina.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And I also believe total bullshit. They should have been stripped. Just saying. Come on. Come on, man.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
On,
absolutely. They should have been stripped and given it to them. They deserved
it. Please. Yes. Anyway, I totally agree. And I'm not a big baseball person. I'm a football girl. But come on. That's ridiculous. They cheated. Cheaters.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Tina.
Let's focus on the young man of the moment, right? And so that would be Roman. Hi, Roman. We met briefly once. I think you brought me upstairs when I was there once or something. So we did meet several years ago, right? Is he on mic? Or
yeah, he's on mic.
I am.
Hey. I'm here. He's just kind of shocked right now, I think is what it is.
Oh, okay. So Roman, do you remember me, or is there too many people that travel up those steps to remember?
Honestly, like, I don't remember. I wish I could remember. Being totally honest there.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you have a very mature sound. Wow. You sound like a young man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so this is, I know this is a surprise, and I'm here only to be an uplifter and just to give you some fun astrological stuff about you so you can kind of understand yourself maybe a little bit better. That's what astrology does. It is a science. It's very cool. So with your chart, you, of course, have a sun sign in Libra, which are the scales about balance and harmony and liking things to be kind of in balance. Typically, our Libras don't want a lot of they don't want discord. They don't like it when people aren't getting along. They don't, you know, they're basically going to go in there. And you want to be careful, Roman, that you don't do that to your detriment, that you speak your piece and don't keep your mouth shut because you're going to hurt someone's feelings to your detriment. Right. Be careful that you don't acquiesce and give in because you want to keep the peace to your detriment. And typically our Libra friends like to have fun, like to party, like people to be happy. So they're great for parties and gatherings. And they're just usually fun. You know, they're the very positive, which is important for you to always stay and think positive. And so I love my Libra. I love all my friends, but you know, my Libra friends especially are usually kind of cool and hang in there, and they're fun to chill with, you know. And I love my Scorpio friends, but they can be very intense. I have to be ready for the Scorpio deep dives, right? You know, I got to be ready for Scorpios. But I love so you have Libra as your sun sign, and that's balance and harmony, and it's a beautiful, a wonderful sign to have for that reason, right? Then your ascendant, or which is your chart ruler, rules your chart. That's your rising sign, is Aries. Now, Aries is a fiery go-getters, take charge, can be very headstrong. And so you have to be careful if that Aries energy comes in, not to be too bossy, because people can misinterpret your pure motives, like get things done, you care, you want to get things done, you're ready to go. But if you get in there too headstrong, people might read you wrong. They might think, geez, Roman, you know, like, just chill.
He's pushy. He's
pushy. Stop, yeah. Yeah, just, like, chill for a second. And you're not doing it for the wrong reasons, usually. It's just that people can misinterpret that. So be careful about that aspect, because Aries is your rising sign, which means it rules your chart. Our rising signs are the chart rulers, which means they kind of oversee the energy of our entire chart. So your sun sign is your basic who you are, but Aries is the ruler, and Aries is fiery energy and go-getter, right? And so they like to take charge, and so just be careful with that, but understand that you have that fiery energy to go get stuff done, which is awesome. Awesome. Okay. Now, here's the interesting part about your chart. For me, the most interesting part is that your moon is in Aquarius. Now, this is a bit of a back and forth for you, because the moon is about your feelings. The moon rules the way you feel, but Aquarius is a thinking air sign, which means you're just in your head. And I'm an Aquarius, so I trust me, I got to get out of my head. It's ridiculous, right? So you know, typically a moon in Aquarius can be, you can really struggle at times with routine and boring shit. Like, I don't want to pay the bills. I don't want to do the dishes. I mean, I got to do stuff. And I need to be independent, and I'm really here to also help save the world, by the way. So doing dishes is really kind of ridiculous, because I got big things to do. And, you know, so in later on, when you're looking for a mate, when partner, it might be somebody who likes routine stuff, who can take care of that for you, so that you can be unpredictable at times and clever and independent, and you like equality. Us Aquarians, we want equality for everyone. We don't like people being judged. We want everyone to be able to be who they're supposed to be. But this interesting thing is the moon is your feelings, but Aquarius is a thinker, so you can feel sort of pulled, and it can be a strange way to operate sometimes. So if you feel a little bit that feels off at times, it's, well, you've got a sign in your feeling part of you, the way you express and feel. That's an air thinking sign, not a feeling sign. So you can see that they kind of can go back and forth. But there's a big part of you that is very kind and can be clever. And typically Aquariuses need independence. And it can, and again, routine stuff can get kind of boring. And so if you feel that at times, like you feel the need to be creative or get out of the routine, or things are boring you too much, that's going to be normal for you. You're going to have to deal with getting through the boredom and doing the stuff you still need to do, you know, whether it's homework or, you know, chores or whatever, when maybe your heart and your feelings and everything are like, I want to go do something else. Does any of that resonate with you?
Surprisingly, yes. quite a
never
lot.
Never surprising. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Gina.
Yeah.
Real quick, Gina. You know, it's funny. Roman was born October 22nd. But originally, he was supposed to be a January baby. So he was a preemie. He was a 29-weeker. When something like that happens, does it really change the personality of where it should have been versus where he's at?
No, in my opinion, it does not. But what does happen when you have a really tough pregnancy and or birth, later on, Roman, if you start getting some major challenges in your life or some things, that would be later, if you buy into this, believe it, that you might want to get into some nice healing work, maybe some shaman chakra work, because that is a lot of intense, difficult energy in the womb and stress that you were born with. And for instance, when I was born, there was a lot of stress around my birth. And so that can sometimes physically affect you in ways that aren't described by the doctors, can't quite figure out. When you have a difficult situation like that, it can show up later. So if you get into your life later and there's some stuff that you can't quite explain or figure out, and it's whether you have like low back issues that make no sense, or knee issues, or you have a struggle with something that, you know, you just can't quite get through, remember that a difficult birth, a difficult delivery, premature like that, means that you struggled a lot in this, you know, in the womb, and that does affect us. So it is a great question, Sean,
yeah,
because I just got asked that.
I've often wondered about that, and I think we were kind of fortunate, and just to fill you in, because I know you don't know it all, Tina, Roman's birth was actually quite easy. You know, it came out to us as a shock, though, because Karen was spotting. We took her into the hospital that Thursday, and he just started to turn around. And apparently they realized that there was a high white blood cell count through her bloodstream. So they figured there was an infection somewhere. They just didn't know where. And they decided to test it to see if there was anything in the amniotic sac. And there wasn't anything there either. That came back negative. But he, within that 24 hours, he had already begun to turn around, you know, and start to come out. I didn't know if we were going to go emergency C-section or not. No, Karen actually went all natural. He was 3 pounds, 4 ounces, but 17 inches long and a whole lot of hair. And, you know, but the birth overall, I think for Karen was fairly, I think, normal, very simple and everything. He just came early for whatever reason. And, you know, to this day, we don't know, you know, what the reason was, except that her white blood cell count was extremely high, you know.
Yeah, right. Wow. Well, there would still be, it's still a premature, which means
right.
It was, you know, there was still stuff going on there that wasn't quote typical.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he came, even if he, the delivery wasn't bad, there's still a situation around this that is that is in kind of an aberration that's different, and something going on there when he was, you know, when Roman, when you were developing, when you were becoming your soul starts from the right in the beginning, but all of that, that wasn't, let's just say, typical. And so my guess is that there was something going on. This is the hit I'm just getting right now. There was something going on in the womb and you couldn't stay. It would have put you in danger. And so you had to leave early. But that's not the choice. We want to develop in the womb. We want to have that connection. We want to develop in there, right? So restate that then in a better way. There's still trauma there. It's just a different kind. You know, both mom and son were working on this together, and you knew, like, listen, I got to get out of here. Something's not right.
Yeah, and
I can't finish my journey.
That's exactly what we kind of look at. Like I said, her white blood cell count was up for whatever reason. We don't know why. It just happened, and, you know, and it's just like he knew what to do, and he just came out early.
Yeah. So. Well, he's an Aries. He's like, fuck that. I know what to do. Get me out of here.
Exactly.
And I wanted to tell you also, Roman, that when I checked with the angels, and by the way, when your name starts with R, that has to do with God's wisdom, which doesn't surprise me that you had wisdom to get out of the womb when you needed to. And so R represents God's wisdom. When you look at all the letters have a spiritual symbolism to them. I guess I could say they're symbolic. And so that's what the letter R is. And it is, it's wisdom. And when I asked the angels to kind of give me a sense of who wants to come through, I got Archangel Raguel. Raguel is about understanding that always looking past what could be feel like an illusion, what doesn't, you know, look for the real truth to things. And of course, I'll have to send you a picture of this card, but it's the angel is holding scales. Hello, which is you, Libra. The angel's holding scales. The card that I pulled, Archangel Raguel, is an angel holding scales. Well, that's the sign of Libra, right? The scales. So so the angels are, he came through very strong for you, and it's a beautiful thing. And you can look at Raguel as an angel, R-A-G-U-E-L. He helps with your calling. He helps with helping you to get where you're supposed to be, and he's connected to the sign of Aquarius, which we just talked about, your moon and relationships, and he's also for harmony. Well, hello, this is Libra. So whenever that happens, it always reminds me of how much the angels come in and the guides and bless the communication that I'm having with you right now, and how it's divinely channeled and guided, because both sides are represented in this, and the scales are right on the card, and this is the card when I cut the deck that came through for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll text the card. And I also got a hit for you to get outside as much as possible and get connected to nature more if you haven't.
Get off the Xbox more.
Yeah, you got to get outside. I got a message to get outside, connect with nature. That's going to bring creativity and new thoughts and stuff, but I got a hit for you to get outside. So you're being called to get out in nature more.
Playing a game on a galaxy far, far away does not count, so.
Exactly.
Well, Tina, this is why we have you on, to help us with things of this nature, and I thank you so much for doing this for his birthday. I really appreciate it, because to me, 16 is a special age. It's that balance of going into that change of leaving your innocence behind, so to speak, and going into a manhood type of a thing. It's just one of those marks. You know, the next big one's going to be 18, I think. So I thank you a great deal.
Well, there's a lot of depth and a lot of wisdom and a lot of maturity and a lot of insight there. I'm getting from you, Roman, that you have that. You were born with that. You started by getting out of the womb early. You know what you need to do, and you're going to need to trust that. And you have an inherent deep wisdom within you. So that you were born with, that'll never go away. And you just have to really remember to trust it and use it for the greater good, which I know you will.
Okay, then.
All right.
Don't get too excited.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Tina.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, sweetie. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bet your horoscope.
All right. That was actually kind of cool. I mean, some of the insight that she gave, you know, for you and everything. I'm just like going, yeah, okay, all right, okay, you know. And some of them are like going, well, I don't know, but then again, okay.
Yeah.
You know, with it. So, but no, Tina's great. Tina's absolutely great. So, again, once again, my son Roman is here in the room with us.
Hi.
And he's going to be very surprised right now because this is his birthday show.
Oh, okay.
What else did you think you were here for?
Surprise!
There's no donuts in here. Just this birthday
no,
song.
No, but we've got some other things for him. So
no wonder you didn't give me a show rundown.
Exactly.
You're not watching Batman.
You were born on Friday, October 22nd, 2004.
Facts.
It was a leap year that year that you were born. You were born under the sign of Libra, as we just found out. Your Chinese zodiac, though, was the monkey.
The monkey?
The monkey, yeah.
Oh, now everything makes sense.
Yeah. you were born at 5:41 p.m. in Long Beach. And once again, I said you were 3 pounds, 4 ounces, and 17 inches long. Yes, you were preemie. You were one day short of being 30 weeks in the womb. Hmm. You were technically a 29-weeker. One day you couldn't make it to 30, though. But that's all right. Your mother and I were supposed to go to Oregon that weekend for a trip, and we couldn't go because, damn it, you came early. And that's okay.
Way to go.
Yeah. We were very fortunate. Your mother and I had your name picked out already for you. We didn't know if you were going to be a boy or a girl. We did not want to know the sex of the baby. And we were struggling with girl names. So thank God you came out a boy. For those of you who don't know, my son is named after a very dear friend of mine that I had in high school. Actually, it was his son was supposed to be named Roman Christopher. My son passed away. His widow then just decided to name him after the father, so he became Roman Lozano Jr. So that gave the name Roman Christopher kind of up in the air. And so when my son Roman was born, I called my friend Jennifer and asked if it was okay, and also asked her son Roman if he was okay with that. And at that time, Roman Jr. was about 10 or 11 years old, and he's about 23 now, married and very happy for him. But when I called and told him that you were going to be named Roman Christopher, I hear this 10-12-year-old voice on the other line going, "So you named your son after me and my dad?" And I went, "Yeah." "Cool," is what I heard on the other end of the phone. So that is how you got your name, of course, and I know you know that.
Mm-hmm. So if you have another kid, it's going to be named Zach, right? Because something tragic will happen to me. And you'll want to carry on my name forever.
Okay, then.
Yeah, sure. All absolutely.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Or we could name it, you know,
Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. God, don't do that.
So let's go through the year that you were born, 2004. Should have been 2005, but that's okay. Came early.
Year I graduated.
The U.S. president was George W. Bush, and the vice president was Dick Cheney.
Hi, how are you doing?
Actually, it was more like Dick Duck and Cover Cheney, because you never want to go hunting with him.
Don't tell Dick that. Don't tell him that.
The UK Prime Minister was Tony Blair. Pope St. John Paul II was leading the Catholic Church at that time. Of course, the 2004 prices, bread was 99 cents, milk was $2.90, eggs was $1.34. A stamp was still a whopping 37 cents. However, a car, well, a car ran you about $27,000. Gas was about $1.92. We were complaining about it then. A house was about $271,000. A movie ticket would run you about $6.21, but your mom still and I go to the $2 theater, even to this day, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The average income was $55,000, and the minimum wage was $5.15.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's got sad.
Yeah. So now some other celebrities that were born on October 22nd.
Oh.
Michael Fishman, who is an actor. He played DJ on the sitcom Roseanne and, of course, the Conners right now. Ironically, he also was born in Long Beach.
Really?
Back in 1981.
Huh.
Timothy Leary, who's a Harvard professor and believed to taking LSD, right, Steve? Was also born on October 22nd. The great Annette Funicello, who was from the Mickey Mouse Club, the original, back in 1955, was also born October 22nd. Jeff Goldblum from The Fly, and of course, all the, was it the Jurassic Park movies, also was born October 22nd. Bobby Blotzer, who's the rock drummer for the group Rat, was born on October 22nd.
Round and they're playing in that guy's garage and bathroom.
Yeah, oh, that's a great commercial. Yeah. I love it. We've got a rat problem, and then they play Round and Around. Zach Hansen from the Hansen Brothers, the Mbop guys.
God.
Hey, what's wrong with Mbop?
No, I just don't like having the same name. That's all.
Oh.
It's confusing to some
people. Well, he spells it differently. So.
Oh yeah, he spelled it Zach.
No, he spelled it Z-A-C.
Zich?
Zich.
Like...
Zich. Anyway, so Zach Hansen was also born October 22nd. And there's an actor from one of your favorite films, which is also one of my favorite films, was also born on October 22nd. The great Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc Brown.
Marty!
From Taxi, and of course, Jim. Or Jim from Taxi and the great Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
I did not know that.
Yep, right, so there Scott! You go. So you're in good company, son. You're in really good company there.
Woo!
So let's take some news.
Oh, yeah, that. Wait, why won't it work?
Breaking news!
This is Walter Cronkite.
And that's the way it was.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
So the year that you were born, NASA had some pretty big things going on. They sent their Spirit, their Land Rover Spirit and Opportunity to Mars. One landed on January 24th, one landed on January 4th. But February 4th, Facebook launches. So you're as old as Facebook.
That was back in 2004?
Yep. So Facebook is as old as you.
I thought that was 2002.
Makes me sad.
Not only that, though, but on April 1st, Google releases Gmail.
Who does?
Google.
Oh, Google. I thought you said Google.
No, not, no, those are the dolls.
Google.
And I
do
use Gmail, so that's ironic as well.
Yeah, so Google releases Gmail. Former U.S. President Ronald Reagan passed away at the age of 93.
Goodbye.
You know, mommy.
Twin telepathy.
Yeah. On June 21st, in the Mojave, California, the Spaceship One becomes the first privately funded spaceship to achieve spaceflight.
Huh.
The groundbreaking for the Freedom Tower begins at Ground Zero in New York City on July 4th.
Seen it. Pretty cool.
August 3rd, the Statue of Liberty reopens after security improvements due to 9/11. October 27th, the Boston Red Sox defeat the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball's World Series 4-0. It's the first World Series to win for the Red Sox to win since 1918, ending the curse of the Bambino.
Mm-hmm. And they were filming with Drew Barrymore and
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fever Pitch. Great movie. Great
now,
movie.
Now, of course, you know who the great Bambino is, right?
Jimmy Fallon.
Is baby something.
Oh. Huey?
Baby.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Yeah, right, exactly. No, that's a great Babe Ruth. And, of course, but the curse of the Bambino, which was supposedly placed on the Red Sox after they sold Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees in 1919 is what it is. So they felt there was a curse there afterwards. There was also a wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl at halftime. Yes, Janet Jackson's. Janet Jackson's brush accidentally was exposed. It popped out. It went, hello world.
Yeah.
I actually got a funny story real quick with that. When that happened, right before it happened, when everyone was at my mom's house, we were watching the Super Bowl. I just went to go to the bathroom when this whole thing was going on. And then all of a sudden I hear, oh, shit. And I go, I thought like something really scary happens. I run back and I'm like, what? And like, oh, wow, he just like popped her boob out. I just go, come on!
I missed it.
You have the bathroom for a second.
And yeah, it's disposed by Justin Timberlake. So they're very close friends still to this day. Martha Stewart was convicted of a felony and sentenced to 5 months in prison. This is my favorite. Ashley Simpson was caught lip syncing on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing, too. And, of course, the cost of the Super Bowl ads rose to $2.3 million.
Whew.
And, of course, Massachusetts became the first U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriages. That was all 2004, the year you were born.
Wow.
A lot happened back then.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there was a lot more, too. But there's a lot of things in space that actually happened that year.
Compared to now, simpler times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like boobs popping now, lip-syncing machines going off.
Now you can just go on the internet for that.
Yeah, exactly. Top books that year I thought was really interesting. The Da Vinci Code. And also Angels and Demons, which both got turned into movies.
They're good, too.
The South Beach Diet. the South Beach Diet Good Fats and Good Carbs Guide. So that author got pretty good there. My Life by Bill Clinton. The 9/11 Commission Report that came out regarding the attacks upon the U.S. And a very interesting novel called The Five People You've Met in Heaven. It's a novel by Mitch Albom. So those are the top books of the year that you were born.
I had a girlfriend that was really into that book.
Really?
Yeah, I do. She gave it to me and I never read it, so I probably,
And Roman, we have to do this, but The Notebook. There you go. Came out also that year.
Oh, so that's the way it was.
Yeah. So let's try that again. The Notebook.
No, thank you.
There you go. No, thank you. All right. So, then, let's look at Oscar winners that year, 2004.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tinseltown.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
We do, too.
The Oscar winners for 2004. Holy crap. Jamie Foxx wins for actor in a leading role playing a blind man who can play the piano. Who knew? I don't know. Anyway, Jamie Foxx won for actor leading role there, playing Ray. So let's go ahead and play that trailer real quick for Roman. And of course, this is about the great Ray Charles.
Ray, I beat around the bush with you. You going blind. The doctor saying nothing they can do, so we got to do it ourselves. Remember how many stairs there were?
Four.
Good.
Now what we gonna do, I'm gonna teach you three notes. And this is the first note right here. Play that.
How y'all doing tonight?
Ray Charles saw the world in ways no one could imagine.
I hear like you see, like that hummingbird outside the window, for instance.
I can't hear, huh?
You hear that? A heart just skipped a beat.
He broke barriers no one thought possible.
If you want me to do something special, I'm gonna need my own band.
Okay, but you're gonna have to make it work, Ray.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
He played what no one else dared.
Nobody's ever combined R&B and gospel before.
You're turning God's music into sex.
All of y'all going straight to hell!
If all of y'all want me to keep playing, let me hear you say amen. Amen.
You know I had my eye on you all night long.
He feels a risk because he figures that's the way to tell she's good looking or not.
How you feeling, Ray?
Groovy, baby.
You give your hand to me.
Are those drugs worth losing everything?
And I can honestly.
Ray, this isn't some judge in Indiana. Our lawyers will do what they can, but...
When I walk out that door, I walk out alone in the dark. I'm trying to do something that nobody ever done in music and business.
The innovator of soul, Ray Charles!
I'm doing romance.
We're giving you a state-of-the-art deal here.
Since I'm producing my own records, I was wondering if I could own my masters, too.
Ray, we've never done that before.
That's a better deal than Sinatra gets.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx. Ray. A Taylor Hackford film.
That was such a good movie.
Yeah, great film. And of course, the big one that year was Million Dollar Baby. Clint Eastwood was actually up for Best Actor in that film, but he lost it to Jamie Foxx. But the winner's actor in a supporting role was Morgan Freeman. Actress in the leading role was Hilary Swank. Clint Eastwood did get the Best Director for it, though, and it also got Best Picture. Let's take a look at that trailer.
Look, you seem like a nice girl. Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
Ara been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any balls.
Well, I hate to say it, but it shows. Okay. If I'm going to take you on...
You won't never regret it.
You don't ask why. You don't say anything except maybe, yes, Frankie. And I'm going to try to forget the fact that you're a girl.
It's all I ask.
And don't come crying to me if you get hurt. All righty.
We got a deal.
In this corner, the challenger, Maggie Fitzgerald, in the red corner.
Two.
Maggie walked through that door with nothing but guts. No chance in the world of being what she needed to be. A year and a half later, she's fighting for the championship of the world. You did that. You'll be all right.
Got no doubt, boss.
People die every day, Frankie. Floors, washing dishes. You know what their last thought is? I never got my shot. You know what their last thought would be? I think I did all right.
Million Dollar Baby.
And for me, it was just so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It really affected me because I had no idea when I saw what was going to happen. And mm-hmm. So when it did, I was like, holy cow.
Still have never seen that movie.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Won Best Picture. So also that year, some of the other top movies was The Aviator, Hotel Rwanda, Finding Neverland, Passion of the Christ, Phantom of the Opera, Spider-Man 2, The Polar Express came out that year.
My fave.
Crash. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban came out that year. Shrek 2. Here is Zach's favorite, SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie.
Okay.
Anchorman. Sideways and Meet the Fockers also came out that year. So,
could you milk me?
I think we got that, don't we?
Oh, yeah. You can milk anything with nipples.
Yeah. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Meet the parents, but close
that
enough.
That is my cue to leave.
You stay right there. Don't you move.
All right. So let's see what else we got here. So the Grammys that year. Grammys was really interesting overall. 2004. Record of the year was this song by Green Day.
One of the most played out songs in human history. Still good though, but
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city. I'm the only one and I
Also, the best alternative music album was Get Behind Me, Satan by the White Stripes. Best new artist was John Legend. The best traditional blues album was 80 by B.B. King and Friends. The best country song was Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. But album of the year and song of the year came from U2. Album was How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. And the song of the year was Sometimes You Can't Make It on Your Own. Bono, and it was mainly about the relationship between him and his father, who had passed away due to cancer, and their relationship. So, really, really good song. So, I looked at all their songs for 2004, and it was kind of a mishmash there for you.
Okay.
Mainly dominated by R&B and a lot of rap stuff going on, but I know you weren't into that too much kind of thing. You're like, it's all right, you know. But what I did look at in 2004 was some of the hits that I thought that would be interesting to you.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and play 2004. Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right.
Said, are you gonna be my girl?
I'm living. How far is heaven? And I
far are you?
How far is hell?
Yeah, look and tell me.
How far is hell?
'Cause I just gotta know how far.
I just wanna know how far.
Old ones died.
Now this one came from the movie Up.
We came together.
Yeah,
that one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, so good.
Broke each other's hearts. Remember.
Yes, I haven't seen it. Up?
Yeah. So good.
I was never intrigued by it.
You know what? Neither was I. But it's really good though.
These wounds won't seem to heal. This
I remember when this was a big thing.
I love Evanescence.
Yeah. Amy Lee.
Yeah.
Somebody got married to this.
Yeah, I would think so.
For it.
Me.
Orange County Band, no doubt.
Gwen Stefani lived in a neighborhood near me.
Yes, she did. I got the opportunity to open for them a couple of times before they even hit it big.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind spending every day.
You should know this band, Roman. You love the lead singer.
Look for the girl with the broken smile.
You want a clue?
Oh, man.
Ask her if
look
she
at my look at my hand.
And think of a color.
Ah, there we go.
Think of a color.
There you go. I recognize the song.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, this man. Was the most played out song of 2004. Is this Puddle of Mud?
No.
Nickelback.
Nickelback, yeah.
I was otherwise disengaged from this kind of music.
We'll be grooving when the sun goes down.
Not a clue.
Kenny Chesney with Uncle Cracker.
Kenny Chesney looks like Bruce Willis to me with a cowboy hat.
He's just a country version of Margaritaville guy, basically.
Jimmy Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett, yeah, that's all he is.
Take never thought about records, that.
Take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we
my
have
sweater.
Nothing left to weather.
Weather.
In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me. Oh, this love has
huh, there's that group again.
Second oh, played yeah. out. Second played out song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've listened to a Maroon 5 mashup, and both of these songs are in here. Yeah.
They're a good band. I like Maroon 5.
I almost feel like it changed it to a different song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say someone from American Idol.
No, this is Sheryl Crow.
Oh, shit. Oops. Whoops. Way off.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
every friggin' movie.
Just about, yeah. That's with parties.
Careful with that mic.
Yeah.
I got a
what's that?
Musical reference here. Linkin Park's very first album turns 20 years old today.
Wow.
So, just, I know it's not 2004, but just thought I'd throw that in there for the reference.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Next.
Now, the thing is, if you were born on time, meaning in January, okay.
2005.
Then that means that these two songs would have been added to the list.
I just heard that out.
Why you wanna tell me how to live my life?
That took me a sec.
Who are you to tell me if it's black or white?
Of course, this one won a Grammy.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
I spent 20 years trying to get out of this place. I was looking for something I couldn't replace. I was running away from the only thing I've ever known. Like a blind
yes,
dog
the duet.
Without
yeah.
a bone.
I've always preferred this over the original.
You guys are like two peas in a pod over here.
We are. Now, because Bon Jovi did this with Jennifer Nettles, it gave me the idea to take the Victoria Shaw song, Let's Talk About Me, that I have on my album,
yeah.
to do it with Anna Marie. Because Anna had already has known the song prior because she sung it.
Right.
I was doing my own version of it. So I figured, let's put the two of us together, so. And turn to a country version also.
Woo!
So there you go. Those two songs would have been added. But they weren't, because you were born in 2004, damn it. Not 2005.
Screwed it up.
Who says you can't go home?
Now, there were a lot of big shows that year, 2004. This one was the biggest. Yes, they introduced us to people we never knew, some people we forgot, but some people who actually ended up being an American Idol. That year was also a CSI, Survivor, The Apprentice, and this. That's right, a bunch of people who sat in a coffee house. Occasionally, we would look into their apartments. Originally, it was called, hey, those guys. They said, no, that won't work. Well, what about acquaintances? No, they're actually a little bit more closer. They know each other. So they decided to call the show Friends. Go fig.
Go fig.
Of course, your mother loves CSI Miami, ER. Everybody loves Raymond. Without a Trace. Law and Order, and this TV show that Steve loves so much.
And Zach.
Yep, 2.5 Men.
Still one of my favorites.
It's a good show. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Cold Case and Will and Grace also rounded off the top shows for 2004.
Will and Grace, that was
another good show too. Yeah. I really enjoyed Will and Grace too. So, now we've got some messages here for you. And the first thing we're going to do is give you some messages from the family. Is it not playing? What is it playing?
Happy birthday, Roman.
Say happy birthday, Gio.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, wishing you a happy birthday. Hopefully everything's going with you and your family. Take care, you guys. Love you. Ramirez family.
Happy birthday, Roman.
We just wanted to say happy 16th birthday.
Love the East Coast of Bots.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Break it down. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
She still got it.
This is Auntie Joy. Always fun, silly, unique, and different birthday wishes for you. Sweet 16, I am so happy for you, so proud of you, and so wish I was there to spend this birthday with you. Enjoy your special day, and I love you very much.
Hey, Roman, happy 16th birthday. Hope you have a wonderful day, little God bro. Hope you're doing well, and I'll see you guys next time in SoCal. But again, happy 16th birthday.
Happy driver's license birthday year, 16. Wow, I can't believe it. Time flies. Anyways, go get that driver's license and drive your parents crazy. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Roman, we just want to wish you a happy birthday. And
we're in Nashville, Tennessee. Presidential debate is going on at Belmont University tonight, but I don't think we're going to make it.
Happy Halloween and Merry Christmas.
Happy Chanukah. Happy. Happy 16th birthday. We love you.
16th.
Bye. Love you.
Hey, Roman. It's your Aunt Marie. Happy birthday to you. So you're 16 years old now. That is so freaking awesome. Congratulations. And I'm a mom too. I'm going to share with you some of the same advice that I gave to Morgan on his 16th birthday. So here goes. I hope you find most of it useful. If not, toss it out. Who cares anyway, right? Okay, so you always need to remember in life that a tattoo is nothing more than a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling. Choose wisely. Okay. Always be honest in life. Just always be honest. Always invest in yourself. Always invest in yourself. But just be sure to use somebody else's money. Okay. Balance in life is always a really good thing. But too much ice cream in life is an even better thing. There's no such thing as too much ice cream. Because, you know, alcohol will never solve your problems. But ice cream makes everything better all the time. Trust me on this one.
Okay,
you know, it's a really good thing to treat others the way you'd like to be treated. But it's really a better thing when you can master the skill of treating others the way they want to be treated. Mm. Try to master that one, okay? And always follow your gut over somebody else's advice. You know, it's your life, it's your gut. Follow your gut. Go with your own advice, unless the person that's giving you that advice is filthy rich, independently wealthy, driving a Ferrari, married to a supermodel. Then screw your gut and go with that person's advice every single time. Okay, that's all really good advice. I love you so very much. I hope you have a wonderful day. Happy, happy, happy birthday. We love you. Be good. Be safe.
And now some messages from some friends.
Oh, no.
Happy 16th birthday, Roman.
Happy birthday, Roman.
Happy birthday, Roman. Big 16. Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Roman.
Happy 16th.
Happy birthday, Roman. I know having a birthday in the middle of a pandemic isn't super fun, but I hope you had a great day anyway, and sending you lots of love from Oregon.
Hey, Roman. I hear it's your birthday, and it's your 16th birthday. So Finn the Wonder Dog and I are here to tell you happy birthday. Okay, Finn.
Dog's licking her face.
These are for Roman. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I think those are meant for you, actually. So 16, what was I doing when I was 16? Oh, I got my car, my very first car, and all I had to do was bat my eyes a little bit, and my dad got me my first bug, and VW bug, and I was so happy. So it's time for you to learn how to drive and to get your license. So I hope you do. So, bug your mom and dad. 'Cause I mean, that's what you do when you're 16 and you get your car. Okay. So have a great birthday and I hope to see you soon. And I love you a lot and take care of yourself and enjoy this stage of your life. Next transition is 18. Can't wait to see you then. Okay. Love you. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
That was listener Francis also. Now, we have some messages from very special friends, Roman.
Hey, Roman. What's up? This is Cress Williams, a.k.a. Jefferson Pierce, a.k.a. Black Lightning. Wishing you a happy birthday, man. 16, that's a big one. You're getting big. Stay strong. Stay safe. Love to you and the family, and happy birthday.
Hey there, Roman. It's Jill Whelan here. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you're turning 16. How is that even possible? Well, listen, dude, have the greatest birthday. I know it sucks during COVID time, but I just wanted to say happy birthday, and I hope it's awesome and great, and I'm going to be very careful driving on the streets now because you're going to be out there too. So anyway, no, seriously, sweetheart, I hope you have an amazing day, and say hi to your dad, okay?
Hi, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Hi.
Bye.
And of course, we had to get one from Swampy.
This one's for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Roman. Happy birthday to you.
I forgot he played
guitar. And many more. Happy 16th. And a particularly happy 16th birthday officially from the OWCA. Take it easy, man.
I forgot he played guitar.
And there you go.
Oh,
that's cool.
I honestly forgot someone played guitar.
Yeah, yeah. So all of them wish you a happy birthday, son.
Well, thank you to all of you who sent it in.
Absolutely. To all the family members, to our friends and everything, and to some of our close listeners, and especially to Cress Williams, Jill Whelan, and of course, Jeff Swampy Marsh. Thank you so much for doing that, guys. Really appreciate it. And speaking of Swampy, very, very important, guys. Swampy belongs to an organization called A Walk on Water. Very important. We go down every year also and broadcast on the beach, their event in Huntington Beach. And, of course, this year we couldn't do it because of COVID, of course. But tonight is something very, very important, which is their annual fundraiser. They're going to do it virtually, though. So you need to go to awalkonwater.org. And, of course, we have our good friend, Brian Phelps, helping us out with this as well.
Hey, everybody. Brian Phelps here to tell you that A Walk on Water, an amazing nonprofit that provides surf therapy to children with special needs, is taking their fundraiser virtual this year. Virtual. He's going to be fantastic. So tune in October 24th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to see some amazing performances, some very special guests, and of course, a ton of cool items up for bid. So go to www.awalkonwater.org for more details. We'll see you there. Bring money, checkbook, cash, money. Just bring up money, a lot of it. Bring a lot of money. Thanks.
The eyebrows just.
So there you go. So definitely 4 p.m. today, walkonwater.org. Please tune in to help raise money for these guys. Again, this is an organization that is very close to Swampy's heart. And it, as Brian was saying, it does help with kids with different types of disorders. It's a surf therapy thing. It's the only one that also that not just includes the kids, but it also includes the family. So it's very family oriented. And that's one thing that Swampy likes, one thing that we like too, because we're one big family here too at Your Weekly Dose. So once again, it's a walkonwater.org.
O-R-G.
Yes. All right. Should we play the game?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's a brand new game show that was actually the reason Pinocchio actually was wearing ladies' underwear in Shrek 2. Quiz me. Quiz you.
Question one.
Wow, that just fell apart.
Yeah.
Speaking of falling apart.
Your voice, yeah, no kidding.
My voice just went south in the middle of that.
I wasn't sure if he was still with us.
I thought he died on the floor. I was ready to hear a thud.
Yeah, so did I.
Maybe that would have been better.
Which
all right, here we go.
Which band's debut album was entitled Appetite for Destruction?
Sean. That would be the Pew Pew and Flowers, which translates into Guns and Roses.
Correct. Wow, we're off to a great start. Question number two.
The Pew Pew and the Flowers.
And the Flowers.
Okay.
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Good. That's good to know.
That's good to know.
Let's be different cultures all at once.
Bullets and pistols.
And vodka. The village of the village where Christ turned water into wine is known as
Sean. Canaan.
That is correct.
Sorry, I'm Catholic. I know this shit, so
I knew it. No, I knew it too. I just
three for three.
I forgot my name.
It's mud.
Alright, let's do something for Roman, the birthday boy. Hello, Roman.
Hi.
How you doing? Good. I'm kind of going from Russian to, you know, mafia gangster.
I can tell.
Cool. How many years make a century?
Steve.
Sean.
Hold on. I want to give Roman a chance. It is his birthday after all.
Yeah,
Roman.
Well, okay,
Roman. I'm pretty... If I remember, it was...
Yeah, give it to him.
Steve, I will turn your mic off. I swear
I know,
to God.
I know it's either 1,000 or 100. I forgot which one, though.
Yeah, I need a number.
100. Let's go with 100.
Correct.
That was so stressful.
Yeah, that was super exciting. Question number four.
You weren't seeing what was going on behind your back that I was reacting to.
In the olden days, you know, when Steve was in high school, Jews celebrated Passover by sending an animal to the temple to be sacrificed. What type of animal was this?
Roman?
Roman first.
Roman.
Pig?
No.
God. No. Somehow I don't see that working out the
a
way it
lamb.
Does. That is correct. In the past, Jews commemorated Passover by sacrificing a fascal lamb. What the hell is that word?
Fatted.
Roasting its flesh and producing it to eat. Question number five. Clearly your host is a little...
crazy.
Whatever. Smart. Which was the first... Oh, wait, I did this one before. Hold on. The red food coloring carmine is extracted from which source?
The red food coloring carmine.
C-A-R-M-I-N-E.
Sean. Carrots.
It is not something edible, although it can be, but you probably shouldn't because that's just downright gross. I'll give you a hint.
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's an animal and a very, very famous rock band. Maybe not animal. Wait, creature?
Well, which one is it? An animal or a creature?
It's a creature. It is an animal. It's considered an animal.
It's a creature mole.
Sean, we're all of God's creatures and animals.
Hey, we're all animals, yeah.
All right, here's your last clue. It's one of Sean's favorites. Bands.
That does not narrow it down.
It should have. You'll really kick yourself when you hear the answer.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, probably.
One of my favorite bands. It's a creature?
I got you a birthday card themed version of it.
Oh, shit. Jiminy Crickets, really?
Jiminy Crickets is incorrect. Roman or Steve?
I don't know why leopard came to mind.
The leopards is incorrect. Steve?
Turn off your fucking phone.
And answer the question.
I have no idea.
The answer is Beatles.
I got one.
You're out. Ooh, baby. Suck it!
Seven.
No, actually, seven flashed now. In my mind.
Beatles.
I was like, you're like,
was that
one
seven? Roman, am I seven or six?
Well, you said seven.
Seven.
Right now.
Let's go with seven.
I'll just go with seven. Cool. In terms of population, which is the largest city in the United States?
Steve. New York.
I'm going to have to look at the judges on this. New York City. Close enough.
Yeah.
As of 2017, with a population over 8 million residents.
Wow.
Eight questions to go. I mean, number eight. Two questions to go after this. Who turned into a pillar of salt?
Steve. Lot's wife.
Actually, I really just picked that one just to see how quick Steve would jump at it.
He jumped.
Jumped to nine.
Like salt.
What prophet of Jehovah got thrown into a...
Steve.
Steve. Got thrown into a Steve?
Could be.
Is it meat? I said... No. I said my name.
Yeah, you're good.
Response.
Go.
Oh, Daniel.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes. Got thrown into the lion's den.
Daniel, my brother.
Yeah.
Daniel, my brother.
Final question. International Workers' Day. It's a very important holiday.
Uh-huh.
To some, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to which political party?
Sean. Socialists?
You're on the right track.
Steve. Communist?
Correct! That is right.
Makes sense.
It says communists take May Day very seriously, which is why the holiday is so popular in places like Russia, China, and North Korea.
Well, there we go, guys.
Fun places to go to.
Hopefully my son enjoyed his birthday show today.
I'd say I did.
Good. Took a little bit trip down memory lane the year that you were born. Got some great messages from some great friends. And just say I'm very proud of you for all the things that you've accomplished so far. And I can't wait to see what else happens. I'm looking forward to it. It's a pleasure watching you grow up, my son.
Don't make me cry.
I won't.
Yay.
And Roman, let me just say, I've known you only for 2 years, but in the 2 years I've gotten to know you, you're an awesome kid. I really mean that. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
Saw that coming.
Well, it had to come from one of us.
Yeah. Fair point.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for listening in. We really appreciate it. Next week, we got, our Halloween show, I think is what it is?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So who knows what spooky, scary things we'll have. Maybe Amber will come back. We don't know. But the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram. Find us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You follow me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva. Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
And I am at Zombie Mel Gibson with a Z.
And if you guys want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, it's just simply Sean R. Unplugged. Simple as that. And I will be back also performing at Lucky John's in Stanton. So come on down. I'll be there from 7 to 10 and singing along and having a song.
What day is that?
That'll be Thursday.
Not to be confused with Wednesday.
Yes. Or Friday for that matter.
Or maybe even Monday. We don't know. It could be a double week.
You never know. It could be two Thursdays in a row. You never know. You never know. Until then, guys, thank you so much for listening. Good night, Delmarva. This is the afternoon for you guys. And be good to each other. We'll catch you next week.
And the world says, happy birthday, Roman.
listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.